I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Last summer, during an internship with a Silicon Valley-based startup, a University of New Mexico undergrad developed a startling new app, the first ever, that allows users to visualize atoms in 3D on their smartphone. Jonathan Barnt is now a junior in UNM's computer science department, and he's joined me to talk about his creation. Jonathan, hi.
Hi.
There are 118 elements in the periodic table, if I'm remembering my high school chemistry correctly. This app animates the atoms of how many of those elements?
It animates all of them.
And this app allows the user the option of choosing which atom or atoms to visualize at any particular time.
Right. There's a button on the screen you press and it'll show all of the elements and you just pick one of them.
And what is it that people actually see?
They see the three main subatomic particles of the atom. And that basically means the electrons that are whizzing around the nucleus of the atom. And that nucleus contains both protons and neutrons.
And those electrons are actually moving.
The electrons are moving. There's two different ways you can visualize the electrons. Most people learn this in high school chemistry, a Bohr model. They're just orbiting in flat two-dimensional space, just like a planet would orbit around a star. And then there's the more accurate model, which is the quantum model, which is they're popping up around different random areas, the nucleus, the protons, and the neutrons.
And as you move your smartphone around, you can see it in all dimensions.
Yeah, just by moving the phone around, it's as if the atom is there stationary on the table or whatever flat surface you put it on. It's only there virtually.
Say somebody wants to find out information. They call up the atom for carbon. Mm-hmm. Is there any way to access information about carbon?
Yeah, a Wikipedia link. You're visualizing it and you tap it on the screen and it'll pop up the Wikipedia page.
Apart from this app being tremendous fun, are there practical applications?
Education, like in a high school chemistry class or a college level, this can be used to like help people understand the differences between the elements. Because if you view it on a piece of paper, it's very hard to like figure out what's exactly going on, how everything's related to each other.
This is a very new technology. Augmented reality. What you were creating was really the cutting edge of this technology.
Yeah. And there are people still trying to figure out how to get it to work 100% of the time. And there's companies out there that have taken a lot of investment and they haven't produced any solid results yet. So it's still a field that people are experimenting with.
But one of the cool things about it, if you go to Google and try and find information about augmented reality, they're going to bring up your app as a demonstration.
Yeah. I've talked with people after my internship who are still at the company, and they've told me, we're seeing if Google is interested in showcasing this. So that'll be interesting to see.
UNM junior Jonathan Barnt has created a new app, Atom Visualizer, uses augmented reality technology to animate atoms in 3D. It's available on Google Play from the startup Signal Garden. More information at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.